With respect to the voter purge, we believe that the state use of the cross-check program for purging voters from the rolls is unreliable. And so I read some of the literature which discusses it, and when they talk about, I guess, in past years, where they compared the data of 5 million, I guess, registrants and only came up with duplicates of about 200,000. That's like a 4% identification of possible duplicate registrations. It's such a minuscule number compared to the, you know, to the overall voting sample that they apparently used. And we believe that any system that is being utilized that has the potential to erroneously purge voters from the rolls should not be a system that we should be encouraging the use of and using at all. And this cross-check system, where they indicate that it is not to be, you know, it's not to be used discriminatorily, it has the effect of that, you know, anyway, on voter turnout and voter participation. It's been shown that the cross-check system is unreliable at best and discriminatory, you know, at worst. And I see it as the precursor to the president's commission on the election integrity, because actually they're really trying to reach the same conclusion, and by getting voter information, personal information that's personal to each and every voter within our state and consequently within the country. So it's very similar to what the cross check is doing, and there are not enough protections with respect to false duplication, false reading of duplications. It looks at, of course, the names, and when you have common names, common Hispanic names like Garcia and Hernandez, and you have common names like Washington, and that are a lot of times typically African American, then it discriminatorily affects those people more so than it does any other race of people.
Could you tell me a little bit about what are some of the challenges facing the Indiana chapter of the NAACP, and particularly those that are impacting people of color in the state?
What we're seeing now, which is what we're fighting back against, is this overarching desire to suppress the vote here in Indiana, and everybody needs to keep the eye on the ball, that there have been virtually no cases of voter fraud in voting. There have, and people actually going to the polls to vote, there have been virtually none. I mean, it's so minuscule that it, can basically say, it's non-existent. And it seems to me that they're trying, that they believe that this is the solution, but now we have to try to justify that there is actually a problem. And there is none. They continue to, the people who propose all these methods to increase the integrity of the voting process that has not shown that there is a breakdown in the integrity or the voting or the process.
So I think you said that it sounds like they're proposing a solution to a problem that doesn't exist. Then
it doesn't exist.
Does that mean that, well, then they're posing a solution to what they see as a different problem? And is this an overt attempt by the state and by Republicans in the state to try to cut off the black vote?
Yeah, absolutely. To put it very bluntly, that's exactly what it is. We have a Republican supermajority-controlled legislature that no matter what is proposed is going to pass, regardless to what we do or what we say to interject any kind of reason in what they're doing. And it's expensive. so much money is being expended to implement all of these procedures. And again, when there is no need, you know, when you come and show us that, you know, there really seriously, sincerely is a problem, I don't think anybody would object to it, because none of us want the election process to be, you know, fraudulent. We want to make sure that there's integrity at every level. And that is what we have. You know, it has never been shown that it's anything but a fair process.